This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
World Series 23. Then kind of for you guys, it had to be a disappointing year. You win 78 games a year later. How much is it you and CY getting back to the drawing board, really in contact throughout the offseason when you really need to make some changes to get back to where you guys expect to be?
Well, you talk to him. I'm sure you could sense the passion that he has for winning, for the game, and grew up in Dallas, so he has a lot of pride there and doing, some good things there for the fans, the Texas Ranger fans. He worked harder than ever. Not that he didn't work hard before. I mean, my first year, they go out and give us the resources. And he's the kind of guy that he was taking the blame. Well, I should have got you this or got us that. He did all he could. We just had to deal with a lot. And we talked about earlier, but... he did. He wanted to make some changes. He wanted to get this offense back to where it was and get this rotation down. And our owner, he has done some good things, allowing us to acquire these players. But CY has such a smart guy. The intellect on this guy, as far as knowing the game and his desire and passion to build a winner. He wasn't content with the championship. I mean, even last year when we weren't going well, he was still going, we're going to win this thing, that pushes and motivates all of us. And it didn't happen, but he never lost, the hope that we would find our way to get to the postseason and win another championship. And that will never stop with this guy. I mean, he's relentless with his work ethic and his drive to win another championship.
Talk about this year's team. I want to start with the guy we just mentioned. We were talking about. He's one of my favorite guys. Has been since he's been a Dodger. Doesn't say much. He's quiet. I don't know how well you know John Olerud, Bruce, but Corey Seager kind of reminds me of kind of a John Olerud type. Just kind of goes about his business. And Johnny, by the way, is one of my favorite people. Not just teammates. One of my favorite people I've ever been around. Tell me something about Corey Seager. I've been picking him, and tell Corey, I've been picking him. We do a preseason and all the shows I go on and do I always have Corey as my preseason MVP. And I'm just like, stay healthy, buddy. And I'm going to keep picking him because I know when he's healthy, when he's at his best, this guy, he's just one of the best players in the game. Tell me something about Corey Seager or tell the audience something that we don't know about him, because he's kind of quiet, keeps to himself, when healthy, as good as anybody, but that's been the one knock on him, that he hasn't been able to stay healthy. Give me some insight to Corey Seager, because he's one of my favorite players.
Yeah, I got to see him a lot, of course, being with the Giants for a few years and getting to see him with the Dodgers. You look at players and you kind of form an opinion, and And he was just locked in all the time with how serious he was, doing his job, doing his business, never showed any emotion on the field. It was just, he hit a home run, he'd just go, you know. But what I found out since I've been over here, he's got a great sense of humor. He has fun with the guys in the clubhouse. He hangs with them. He talks a lot more than people think, because they see him so serious on the field. You know, the one time he showed all that emotion was when he hit that home run against Arizona to tie the game. We really hadn't seen that. And I got to tell you that the guys, you know, really hadn't seen that side of him. And so anyway, that did a lot for the dugout, because he's all business. He's got his routine. It works for him. The way he prepares. And it's, you know, a lot of it's he's by himself. But that's what makes him great, you know. And that's what I admire about great players, you know, watching them. What makes them so good? And you see how serious he is and how hard he works. And his routine doesn't change. And he gets to the park early. He's got his, you know, his routine with his swing stuff. But, man, I tell you, he has a good time, in the clubhouse, you know, in the lunchroom, jokes with the players. The players love him. But when that game starts, he's serious. You know, he's one of those guys, and Bonds, Tony Gwynn, you know, umpire call a bad pitch, whatever. He doesn't show any emotion. He just goes back to dugout. And Barry and Tony were the same way. That's, I think, what makes them so good. They don't get on that roller coaster ride emotionally. And so that's why they're steady Eddies and, you know, with their success.
A year ago, you mentioned Carter and...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Your third baseman missed the majority of the season. Carter was a huge player for you down the stretch in 23. We just got a chance to see him. I mean, I think at the time he was 20, maybe 21 years old. He was out the majority of last year. Like you mentioned, DeGrom's back. He's going to be healthy to start the season. You signed Eovaldi back, which I think's huge. Eovaldi's another one for me. He's a horse. And if you get a healthy DeGrom, stick him behind them, I think you got something there. Gray, Bradford, Melee. Now I look at the additions you made. You lost a few guys. You lost to Gachiosa. Scherzer's moved on. Kirby Yates, Lowe, they're all gone. But coming to the Rangers this year is Berger, and a guy that kind of he's just got a nose for the finish line, Boach. He seems like he's always in the middle of a pennant race, and that's Jock Peterson.
Yeah. Really excited to have Job join us. He's a winner, and that's what we're looking for, guys that just have a winning attitude. They're winning players, and it's contagious. So Jock, he's got a big personality, and we're kind of like this, you know. The Seegers and Semien's very professional, go about their business, and but you know, we do have the swagger guy.
You got Garcia.
Garcia, with Garcia, you know, when it's a big moment, he has a knack of coming through, and that's what I love about some of these guys. You know, we talk about talent you got to have, and the mental toughness dealing with the you know, all the stuff you have to deal with in baseball, the long season, injuries, ups and downs. But, you know, the guys that perform under pressure, those are the guys that want to be in the moment. And that's what works. And that's what helped us win last year. Garcia was one of those guys. Of course, Seager's one of those guys. Simeon. And now you got another guy with Jock Peterson who likes to shine in the moment. It's incredible what his numbers are in postseason and what he's done for his team to help win championships. So, yeah, that's pretty cool to see now. That's going to make us such a much better ball club. The other guy, Jock can be DH, is his burger. You'd love this burger. I mean, he's Jake Berger. He's got thumb, serious thumb, but he's all baseball. He's just like my third baseman. They remind me of each other, man. They're baseball rats, and that's all they play. They don't golf or anything. It's just baseball, and they can punish a baseball.
Guys that we got to see a little bit, I got to see Carter down the stretch in 23. Unbelievable how impressive he was. Langford got his feet wet last year and kind of his rookie season. Those are your two young guys. How good do you see these guys being?
Well, I mean, both of them, knock on wood, they stay healthy. I mean, they're going to have tremendous careers. You know, you saw Langford last year, a lot of him, and there's nothing you can't do. He can run. He's one of those powerful runners, you know. He's not, you know, he's like maybe like a Trout or a Herb, what Mickey Mantle, how he ran. They just dig in and they're faster than you think. He's such a smart base runner, but, you know, he can play anywhere in the outfield, too. I could put him in center and he wouldn't miss a beat, but, yeah, no, he's going to have a great career. And then Evan Carter, I mean, this kid called up at 21 years old, how he handled everything, and quick bat, speed, can bunt, can play anywhere in the outfield, very exciting player. So, you know, it gives us another dimension. You know, we're not a team that's going to steal a lot of bases, but Carter's a guy that can do that. So, anyway, two special young players that have a very high ceiling. And you know, we've seen more of it with Langford, but Carter has that too. He's got more power than you think. You know, you know Steve Finley. But that's what Carter reminds you of, a little time player.
I'll tell you, you know, I think today's game is so much different than it used to be. Guys get brought up to the big leagues at an earlier age. I mean, Langford's pretty much right out of college. Carter, like you said, comes up when he's 20, 21 years old. Back in the day, when I was coming up, I mean, a Griffey Jr. that came up at a young age, a Mike Trout, a Harper, those were exceptions to the rules. That didn't happen. And I try to explain to people these days, especially ones that have criticism for young players, I said, do you realize how hard the big leagues is to begin with, let alone doing it at 20, 21 years old? I can't fathom it. I remember coming out of college at 21, Boach. I got to the big leagues, I think late in my 22, almost 23 years old, and I was overwhelmed at the beginning. I just thought, oh, my goodness, I thought I was ready for this. It took me a year to kind of get my to kind of learn the ropes and make the adjustments I needed to make. So I have a lot of empathy for these young guys. And when I see a guy like a Carter or a Langford come up and have success at such a young age, I'm always impressed. The way Carter handled the strike zone in the postseason under the biggest lights that you could possibly be under at his age was so impressive to me. And I don't think people that haven't lived it know how tough that is to do. It reminded me of a Chipper Jones when he first came to the big leagues. And I remember Bobby Cox throwing Chipper in the three hole on those 90s Braves team. And I thought, who the hell's this kid? He's 21 years old. You're going to hit him third in the Braves lineup. Well, the more you got to watch Chipper Jones, Bobby knew he had something special and somebody that could handle that type. The guy that you know, it's kind of overused to me now, but we all use baseball. He controls his breathing. You know, Chipper was kind of the original guy that I looked at. You know, I'm 25 years old watching this 21-year-old act like he's been there for 10 years. When I see a Carter, a Langford, I always have a little bit of empathy and a little bit of a long leash because I think these guys are doing it at the big league level. They're not A-ball with the rest of the guys their age are. They're doing it at the big league level. Extra impressive to me.
No, I agree. And for, you know, you're saying that, and you were a great player. You really were, Booney. I mean, defense, offense, everything. Now, I look at, you know, these guys, and you can count on both hands the guys we're talking about. They're just way above the other major league players, you know, the talent that they have. And it's almost like they should be in another league, you know, the Griffey Juniors and Bonds and those guys. And I never have stopped appreciating the gifts and talents that these guys have. And I'm amazed at it. You know, it's almost like I wasn't worthy, you know, being in the big leagues when you watch the talent that some of these guys have. You know, just managing the All-Star game last year, I got to see a lot of Scooble. I'm just going, oh my goodness, guys like that. And so, you know, yeah, it's a gift. And I'll never stop appreciating how good they are.
By the way, Scooble, I played golf with him, Boach, right before spring training. Mm-hmm. He is a beast. And I love that guy. Our talks, I was like, all right, he's more like the players of 20 years ago. That's what I got from right, Scooble.
Right.
Last thing before I let you get out of here, I want to talk a little bit about West this year. Houston, with the exception of 2023, has kind of been the juggernaut of the American League West. But I don't know if it's the first time I see a little crack in the armor. Verlander's moved on. We just saw Bregman sign that big deal with the Boston Red Sox. And for me, one of the best players in the game, especially offensively, is a Kyle Tucker. He's moved on as well. So I see a chink in the armor finally from the Houston Astros, who have just year in and year out been there, been to the postseason, ton of success, World Series championships. I see them. They went backwards a little bit. I see the Mariners. To me, pound for pound, maybe with the exception of the Dodgers, as good as anybody start to finish in that starting rotation, but really stood pat this offseason and really didn't make any real improvements to the offensive side of the ball. I see the A's and the Angels who finished, you know, fourth and fifth in the division. I see both of them getting a little bit better, but I don't see them really contending. What's your thought on the West this year? And you think the Texas Rangers are the team to beat with the Astros being down?
Well, I mean, we're thinking like that. You know, we're the team to beat, but we also respect Houston because they have been wearing the horns as far as winning this division. And so until they get beat, that's the way you have to look at it. Seattle, we've had a tough time hitting that pitching, as you just spoke of. I mean, that's an incredible staff. I think this division is a little more balanced, so, and I'm going to speak on Oakland, too. I mean, they've got some really good young players over there. They're getting a lot better. They made a big jump last year, and I think they won 69 games, and I think they're going to win a lot more than that this year. Some special players, the pitching's better. A's made some improvement. I mean, the Angels made improvements, too. So it's not like anybody's going to beat on anybody else. It's a lot more balance. It's going to go deep in the season before I think we're going to win this. And so to me, it could be the tightest division out of all of them.
You looking forward to going to Sacramento?
No,
did you ever have to play? No, I think you weren't managing again yet when Toronto. No, it was during the COVID year when Toronto had to play in Buffalo. But that's the last time I remember a big league team in a minor league facility. Sacramento's going to be. What have you heard about it? Is it? I mean, how many tweaks can they make to a AAA stadium to kind of give you a little bit of a feeling that you're in a big league park?
Yeah, well, I know Sacramento very well. When I was with the Giants, that was our AAA team. And when I retired, I spent a lot of time there. And Picasso, who played for me and I'm close with, we talked about it. He says they're going to make a lot of improvements. But to your point, they only have so much room and only so much they can do. You know, it's going to be tough for me to get thrown out of a game. I'll delay the game about 15 minutes. I'm getting to the clubhouse. You got to walk through left field to get down there. So it's smoking hot, and it's a big ballpark. So it's going to be an adjustment, you know, not just for the visiting team, but, you know, for Oakland. You know what's amazing? There's two minor league teams that ballparks you're playing in this year.
Oh, that's right. They got to go with the Tampa Bay with the storm.
Right, so you got two now. That's going to be strange going there.
Boach, I think you guys should fly commercial when you go to Sacramento and when you go to Tampa, you know, just to get in the spirit of AAA baseball. Marge Schott would make you do it.